buckle up your seatbelt, stretch those legs, and tell Ashley to get on that goddamn trash dumpster, because we are on the road to greatness. I'm your host, Kyle Stevenson, a.k.a. Mr. K-Step, and as always, I am joined on this never-ending road trip called life with my best friend, Mr. Joseph Moran, a.k.a. Mr. Badbit. Tonight's destination is Resident Evil 4, as voted on by you, the patrons. We had a choice of four from the PlayStation Now list of games. I picked two, Joe picked two, and the overwhelmingly game that was voted on the most was RE4. So before we get into it, Joe, how you doing today?
Dude, I'm doing fantastic. I am ready to talk about this game. I'm ready to rant about it, Ashley. How much she sucks. I'm doing great. And this game, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm kind of happy that it won, so that I have this off my plate of shame of the games I've never played, because we both entered this game completely, never played it before. Mm-hmm. Don't know what the hubbub's about, but it's debatably, along with Resident Evil 2, the best Resident Evil.
Yeah,
universally loved. So,
yeah.
That said, I'm happy to talk about it, because we're like 10 plus years divorced from this game.
Yeah, and it's like funny you bring up 2, because you've played 2 previously.
Yeah,
I just started playing 2 because for some reason 2021 is the year that Kyle gets into Resident Evil games.
Nice. Me 2021.
Did I not say 2021?
Says 2022.
Okay. Either way, this year, the current year of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. Sure. I don't know why I got religious all of a sudden.
You got very religious on me.
Okay, it's all the Pastor zombies. Kyle. It's all the awful hellscape demon spawn that's happening in these games.
That's true.
But even just playing RE2 a little bit, I can already tell, like, the terror and the suspense in 2 is way more than 4. 4 is very much action-packed, and Leon doing flips out of windows and landing gracefully and roundhouse kicking everybody. It's just suplexing enemies. Like, it's very jokey and action-y, and I'm wondering, is this the turn? Is this the turn where I hear everyone say just how campy Resident Evil got? Is it 4 or is it 3?
I think it's like 5 and 6 really roll into like, okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves here, especially 6, which is not loved, universally hated by the fan base. But I think 4 had, I think, what people liked, the blend between action and horror.
Sure.
And like, looking at this game, I understand why people in 2005, when George Bush was president, really dug this game.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And just to think about it, like, in that terms, like, we've been like 15 plus years divorced from this game, and other games have come out, and this one's kind of stood the test of time a little bit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. For me, when it comes to like the horror in RE4, I can link it to 2 things. Also, this is going to be a very conversational version of this. We're not going to go deep into like the story or whatnot and everything.
Surface space, but expect surface spoilers. And it's been 15 years.
Absolutely. And also, like, before we even get into like what I think the scariest part of, the story is just okay. I feel like it's not mind blowing. I think it's just a very singular focus, and some of the characters are memorable, but maybe not for the best reasons.
Yeah.
Like, Leon is Leon. He says some corny lines. He's very much action hero-y. Ashley is annoying. Joe, I don't know if you want to insert rant on Ashley right now, but go for it.
She sucks so bad. We lost count how many times she gets captured in this game.
Yeah.
You get her for literally 5 seconds at one point. You're like, oh, yeah, I got her. And then, you know, she literally gets immediately taken in the next cutscene.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this, I understand why this girl got captured. She's a big, dumb idiot.
She's not very aware of her surroundings at all.
And I thought, and this is how dumb of a character Ashley is. I thought throughout the whole, like, 2/3 of this game, or what I thought was 2/3 of the game, she was a child. I thought she was like 12 or 14 years old. Because I was thinking of Sasha and Malia. And so I was like, okay, so she's a dumb teen. Yeah. Obviously, she's going to get caught. Right? Yeah. No, she's like 22, 23. How are you this oblivious?
How have you made it this far in life? Yeah. Especially as the president's daughter, you always have to be on the...
You go to the best schools, you go to, like, they call you code names, like, you think you would know, and, oh, God, okay, and then they send just one guy, so you know the president doesn't even like his daughter.
Like, there's signs. That's a great point. Why not send a whole army? Just one person?
Yeah, like, if Osama bin Laden had, like, George Bush's daughter, I bet he'd be, like, way after, like, get this man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this, one dude, Leon Kennedy... That's it, and all he has is a knife, a Glock with like two clips. Yeah. Go for it. Find my daughter and rescue her. Jesus. Yeah, and you're being chauffeured by two Spaniards, and one's like, they obviously are bad at their job.
Oh, absolutely, they are.
They
everyone's bad at their job at this game.
Yeah, even the villain. Supposed to have this master plan, Kyle.
My favorite part about this master plan is every major story point, you go in a room and he finds time to write down his plans so Leon can find it and be like, oh, okay, I completely understand what he's going to go do next and why he needs Ashley. Why does this person have time to write down this manifesto every 5 minutes that we run into him?
He's literally the Doogie Howser of bad guys.
Yeah.
He's and like,
it'd be one thing if his diary is just like an old from like past events and him planning. But no, he referenced Leon in these things. Like it just.
I forget the character's name because some of them are forgettable. And I think this character.
Salazar is one. We got
Salazar, but what's Little Napoleon? Little Napoleon Bonaparte.
I don't remember his name.
Hispanic Napoleon. Look
him up. Is he Salazar?
No, Salazar. And
Lord Sadler.
Oh, yeah, he's Salazar. He's Salazar. Yeah. Lord Sadler is the main bad guy. See, again, this is how forgettable these villains are. Yeah. Also, I want to just apologize in the forefront. This is why I hate recording during the day. I told people, hey, I'm recording this show, so maybe not. And what do I hear? Vacuums in the back. They are the Salazar of this podcast. He's really annoying, but there's one part where you're chasing him. You're literally chasing him, and you find a note, and it goes into depth. So it's like he was running and writing this note and then placed it down. And it's like, dude, why are you leaving your master plans?
Yep.
Why are you writing them down and then just going, you know what? This note would be nice on this crate.
Not even hidden in a drawer. It's just right there on a table for you.
Just on a table. Go ahead, read it. Yeah.
the other thing that I found funny in this regards, and especially after playing RE2, it makes a whole lot of... RE2, it makes sense as to why these things are just everywhere. But why is there ammo everywhere? I feel like this game supplies you with so much. It takes away of that suspense of just my brief time of two, where it is why I say, like, this is way more action focused and more about it felt like a glorified horde mode game. Every map is just a horde. You take out, you survive it, and then you are able to progress.
When it comes to, so the story is basic, right?
Oh,
As it goes, we're here to save the president's daughter. This weird cult from, like, this island in Spain. They say Western Europe. I'm a Spaniard. I know stereotypical Spanish accents when I hear them. This is Spain. And they're there to put poison in the president's daughter. And then, or Los Plagas. Literally just the plague. in Ashley, and then send her to her father. So then, and this is where I kind of lose the thread. So then she can kill her father because Americans get involved in things too much. I think they literally said, like, you're the police force of the world, and you must be stopped. This guy doesn't even know how our government works. He doesn't, like, does he not know there's another person that takes the place, God forbid, if something happens?
Yeah.
Like, what if just infect her with the plague, and then, like, it's contagious, like COVID or something, and then she infects the government in all seats of power?
I think that's probably the master plan there. Yeah, president's first, but
yeah,
I think the Las Plagas would take over everybody in power, I feel.
But, like, their whole thing is, like, oh, no, we'll kill the president, and then, like, the whole government is in disarray. Yeah, I'm like, we're not true. A goddamn monarchy here. We'd be pissed at you, and then we'll probably drone you, you know? Yeah,
and it's this is also coming from some priest of a cult.
Yes.
Like, not even the leader of the country.
Nope.
Just some cult leader in a broken downtown.
It's literally a small broken downtown.
Yeah.
Again, story isn't there, but it's, again, 2005. Where I had fun with it as it was, because as cheesy as it gets, and Leon is a walking Me Too. Like, like some of his lines just scream misogyny. Like, it's crazy. Like, I texted you this, and I forgot. This is a line in a video game. In fact, it's the last line of this video game, okay? I said, this is what he says, paraphrase, but almost verbatim. Leon says it to Hunnigan, who is, like, his handler, right? Yeah. She sends him on this mission. She constantly contacts him. And he goes to her. She wore glasses throughout the game. All of a sudden, she doesn't. But you have, like, this book that's, like, part iPhone. Nonetheless, 2005, iPhones don't exist.
I was going to get into that next.
All right, good. Hey, Hunnigan, you look kind of cute without those glasses. Want to go on a date when I get back? That's a line. You look cute without those glasses.
Yeah.
Want to get on a... Who wrote?
It's like somebody watched the movie She's All That and, like, you know what?
You know what? It's good.
Let's use that as a line to how to end this game. Yeah. Very briefly, what kind of technology exists in this world where Leon has this BlackBerry Nokia open clamshell communicator that gets video very clear, might I add,
crystal
halfway across the world,
better than my iPhone,
in a place with a rundown town? I'm sure there's no cell towers or anything. But in addition to, it's not just his friends like Hunnigan. No, the evil bad guys know how to work this technology and have one of their own.
And it's like, and they pop up every time. I don't even think it's explained.
No.
It's like, you got onto our feed. It's like, what the fuck?
How did you find out how?
Again, this, like, and I know we might be sounding like we're harping on it, like it's a bad thing. Because again, we understand this is 2005.
Sure.
This story is bad, just like how any Fast and the Furious movie plot is bad.
Yeah. It's so enjoyable.
It's enjoyable. You're here in the moment and you're having fun.
Absolutely.
Legitimately, most of this game I'm having a blast with.
Yes.
So, like, in summary, I really dug this game. Mm-hmm. Even with, like, its cheesy story, because it's like, yeah, this is just like Fast and Furious family, but, like, it's with Leon and he's killing, like, you know, zombie people. But yeah, like, it's all this cheesy action stuff that's layered in it. Sometimes a little bit too heavy handed, even for a game in 2005, I think. But yeah, I really enjoyed my experience.
Yeah, same. I had a great time with it. Like you said, it is a cheesy action movie. But it still had its moments of, like, I think that opening section of going through that village and run downtown is extraordinary.
I think it might really
sets the tone.
Yeah, I think it might be some of the scariest sections are in the beginning, because you're unraveling the mystery of this. And when, like, the villagers are, like, huddling into the house, that that got me going. It got me real scared. Those moments are truly tense. And the beginning portion, I feel, might be the strongest in this game, because the environments, I just dug them a lot more, because I feel like they were a lot more open It'll lend itself to the atmosphere a lot better. Mm-hmm. The one thing I loved about this game, and I think it still holds up 15 plus years, Kyle, sound design.
So going back earlier when I said what I think is the scariest part of this game is the sounds. It's the hearing where you get the just hearing the villagers yell and
yeah,
the noise of them all rushing, and the music is tense. Jumping to when you're in the church or in the castle area and you're fighting these cult robe leaders and they're chanting.
Yes.
I forgot what I thought of. They said, my cookie, not my cookie. Like,
it's... Oh, yeah. I say, my cookie.
Yeah, my cookie. Cookie monster. That is super creepy. And not to mention the regenerators at the end of the heavy asthma breathing that you hear when they're around. That sends chills.
Yeah.
Up my spine. That is to me the scariest stuff.
Right?
Iron Maidens and Iron Regenerators.
Those were the scariest. And when, like, in reality, they aren't the toughest things to beat. It's just the sound
gets to you. Yeah.
And so, like, they could die in a fire just because of the sound alone.
Absolutely.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying. The sound is just
very good.
But I want to get one thing here. The ammo. I want you to talk a little bit more about that. Because you were going in and I cut you off.
No, it's fine. I feel like this game gives you too much. Mm. And I shouldn't complain about that. Like, yeah, it helped me out a great deal. But I was never afraid I'd run out of bullets. I had enough weapons in my... A Resident Evil thing that still doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. You have room for everything. You have a big backpack on, but Leon's not wearing anything. I had plenty of weapons at my disposal. They were kind of easy to come across. There's plenty of currency to pick up to upgrade and buy new stuff. And just everywhere, every single time we're like, all right, I think I'm going to run low. They give you way more. Like almost immediately afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like those big fights with the big ogre dudes. What are they called?
Oh,
El Gigante?
Yeah, El Gigante.
Like even in those fights where I expect to kind of unload everything, I didn't feel the need. I didn't feel the adrenaline spike because I was out of ammo. There were houses in this area where there was plenty of ammo there to go pick up if you needed more. So like I granted it's probably way more scarce on harder difficulties. I played on normal. But yeah, I just thought that was a little bit of a bummer. Holding back the ammo, like when I think of like Last of Us, right? Where you have to make every bullet count. That adds to the suspense, and I feel like it didn't really have that here too much.
Right. Now there's cars going on in the background. Like there's a traffic jam. I don't live near an intersection. So I'm right there with you. They give you a lot of ammo, especially towards the end. They're just like, look, you just want it all. I'm like, all right, it's fine.
Yeah.
That being said, I played this game in normal through the most part until I got to the end. There was one section because of goddamn QuickTime events. Where I was just like, I need to beat this for the Road to Greatness. This was about 2 weeks back. And so I was just like, I'm just putting it to easy. And so I could just breeze through it so I have an idea. I could see the end. That's why I didn't get the goddamn trophy. That said, while I was playing it in normal, I also had the feeling of like, okay, they're giving you a little bit too much ammo. Because Resident Evil, the ones I've played, because I am newer to the series as well, 7, 2, Remake, 3 Remake, those are what I've played. They do a really great job of giving you just enough. And even sometimes, like I remember my RE2, I was fucked on ammo again.
Oh yeah.
And it made that boss fight tremendously difficult for me.
I was just playing last night and I was out and I was running around and I couldn't find any gunpowder to make any new ones. Like I was screwed.
Yeah. And so when it comes to like the ammo in this game, it always feels like there were times where I run low on things and it switched up the gameplay. So like oh, I have all this, you know, handgun ammo. I'll use the handgun more than the shotgun, which I liked when it did that. But towards the end, it was just like, all right, so I'm just going to give you, like, rocket launchers and shit. Who with that? You know? So, yeah, I felt ammo scarcity. I really feel like at the end of this game, it just becomes an action game.
Yeah.
And I think it does it a little bit of a disservice to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like the tenseness of, like, I'm underpowered, right? You know?
Yeah. And now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like their focus on how they were going to build that tension was to make Ashley not just a character that would follow you around and not have to worry about it, but you have to worry about her. She has her own health bar. You have to tell her to hide. I feel like that's maybe where the suspense was supposed to hit for a lot of people. But, like, you can just put her in a trash can early in the level to clear everyone out and then go back and get her. So it's not, and they, at least in my playthrough, they never go and look in that trash can.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was never worried about them finding her in that. So I would just take care of the enemies and then run back and grab her. So,
yeah, there was never a moment, I think, like, I think I healed her once or twice.
Sure. Yeah.
But, like, I felt like that was, that felt way more gimmicky than anything. I think a lot of fans would agree with this. It's kind of felt like, yeah, you're doing this to add some type of extra tension, but it's very easily broken.
Mm-hmm.
And
the only time it works is like in the castle where she's up top on the upper level and they are coming after her and you have to save her while dealing with enemies on your own level. Like, that's the only time that I was very stressed out. That might be the hardest part of this game, was that little, that room where she's on the upper trying to, I think she's trying to rotate a wheel or something to, like, open up a pulley, a door or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're the cloaked cult people are coming after her and you have to take them out in addition to taking them out on your own level. That is the one time I was stressed for ammo and made sure everything was counting. And, but even then, like, it's, I got it through first try, pro gamer over here.
But, look at you.
Did I
fail the first time? I forget.
I don't think I was playing with you in that room. I don't think I was there for that one.
No, I think you were. Remember, because after I was done with that, I had the Michael Scott moment. After that section, you play as Ashley. I'm like, oh, thank God, finally. Yeah. And then, that moment of, like, when you had to play as Ashley, it was like dread. Because I get it. I sometimes like when games take all the power away from you and you have to, you know, get that power back. In this section, Ashley has to run away from some peeps. That could have been cut out. That scene was not fun.
Yeah.
It was just
annoying. Especially with these magical suit of armor that come to life.
Yes. Yeah. Also, can we just talk about the technology these people use for a second?
Sure. I mean, my limited experience in Resident Evil, I feel like there's a lot of magical things that just happen.
Yep. Like, police stations, for example, in Resident Evil 2, you could enter the basement by putting jewels in the statue.
And even they try to make it make sense, right? Like, it used to be an old art museum, so that's why. But still, come on.
It's like,
oh, find these medallions and put in this lion statue and open. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, I put a nickel in Mona Lisa and then, like, the wall opens, like, come on.
Yeah.
That's not how art galleries work. Never been to one. So maybe that's full of shit. Maybe it's all traps and hidden doors. Oh my goodness. Yeah, the tech they use in this is outrageous. There's like a light puzzle you have to do to open a door. Then all of a sudden you have to fight a run from a fucking mech statue of Salazar.
Yeah.
It's like,
not to mention, also, there are treasures hidden on the ceiling of caves and caverns of jewels. Oh, jewels make sense, but, like, crowns and necklaces are just stuck in the walls of things. Like, who's put this here?
Now, other than weird placement of shit, for sure, we talked a lot about combat and...
Yeah.
A little bit too actiony, but
yeah.
How did the controls feel for you?
Oh, good question. I think it took some getting used to, but once I got used to the very slow aim,
sure,
and getting used to the very up close over the shoulder kind of shooting, that is has been refined since that game. I think it was fine. I dig the what's the word I'm looking for? Stunning enemies, then running and then roundhouse kicking them to knock them over.
Okay. Yes.
That's a super fun Roadhouse. Thing. But yeah, I think it was fine. It, nothing crazy, but again, this is a 15 plus old game, so a year old game.
Yeah, I remember when I first got my hands on the controller, because your movement is with just one stick, so you don't have the dual analog, and that sucked so bad.
Yeah,
to learn. But once you adapt to the one analog movement, the game gets significantly, okay, I can see why in 2005 people really dug this shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll say this right off the bat. I think they could definitely do a 4 remake.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, like, all you really need to do is put that, you know, control the camera and movement with the two sticks, like in any other normal-ass game that we have nowadays.
Yeah.
But now I definitely feel like just putting that in there would make that game significantly better. But the controls don't age great, but they understand it's again like 15 years old, so it's gonna have those problems. And for a 15-year-old plus game, it handles really well. I really enjoyed it. Other question when it comes to combat, boss fight.
Ooh.
I felt like they were, for the most part, forgettable. Other than the slug guy towards the end of the game, that guy could eat 8 bags of dicks.
Slug guy. Which was the slug guy?
It's after you face off with the commando guy from Red Sea.
Krauser.
There you go. God, there's all sorts of movement around me. After you fight him, you fight like this. I think it's supposed to be maybe a boss or a mini boss. It's like a slug guy that goes into the ground
and
then comes back up, and you gotta shoot him a bunch.
I
that thing could die in a fire. That thing could die in absolute fire. But like, there was never a boss fight for me that was too memorable. It's actually hard thinking of one that comes to mind. Was there any that stuck out for you?
There's two, actually. Okay. Not for maybe good reasons. One for a good reason that I do think I enjoyed it was the first one of like, oh, this is nasty, I don't like this, was the the bodyguard, Mendez, I think.
Yes,
where he turns into this centipede like thing that is parkouring around this barn that's on fire while you're fighting. I think that one's pretty memorable. I enjoyed that one. But the other one that I remember just because... Yeah,
I'll say that one probably my favorite.
The other one that I laugh at because I had a rocket launcher and it was really short is when you fight Salazar.
Yes.
You just literally, if you have a rocket launcher, you just shoot him when he opens up his big stupid face and then it's game over. It's a one hit and you're done.
Yeah.
If you have a rocket launcher. Like, I don't know how that boss fight is without one. But it just was just like, okay, boom, done. We're out. I laughed at that. That was hilarious.
Yeah. I think my least favorite boss fight is the second to last boss. Krauser, you should just say his name is?
The guy from RE2, yeah.
Yeah, guy from RE2. That just felt like an action boss.
And very QTE heavy.
Yeah, too. Very, God, the QTEs in this game. I get why people
are too
like,
quick.
Way too quick. Way and too they quick. Change, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
You taught me that, and I learned it the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the boss fight. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna put the shit together.
Yeah,
But like, yeah, that boss fight was lame to me.
Sure.
Give me something where I'm terrified. I think the Mendez fight is the strongest because I was legitimately terrified of this guy. And when he mutates into that like scorpion thing in the barn, and the barn's falling apart, that's a really tense.
Yeah.
Fight, but like playing like fake lightsabers with these two guys, it just didn't feel great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going back to the story real quick, because okay. you played RE2 before I did. How'd you like having Krauser and Ada pop back up in this game?
Thank you very much. Oh, man. Krauser is, very forgettable. I don't know his name. Also, I like Resident Evil. I'm not like a super fan. So like,
yeah,
I'll mix up names and such. Awesome to see Ada back. If y'all don't know, I'm in love with Ada. And I told Kyle before the show, she could punch me in the chest as hard as she could. And I would be A-okay with it. She could stop my heart. She's awesome in 2. I think they do a really good job building their relationship and how complicated it is in 2. And you'll see why. Same with Resident Evil 4. Not just because I'm crazy attracted to Ada, but there is something mysterious and sexy, and she can just kick me out. Anyway, sorry, let me just but like,
this is the road to greatness, not to the road to sexiness.
the road of thirst. And the only way to quench it is with Ada, my goodness. But yeah, like she's still a really cool character that I want to see more of, not because I'm just around, but because I think there's the story wise, there's that mystery I want answered of like she plays both sides really well. That makes sense.
That is one thing I know of Ada, just because I've watched a lot of people play Resident Evil. Watched spoiler casts. I know a little bit more about Ada and how she is like. I again haven't met this guy in a game yet, but she works for Wesker, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And or does Wesker, she?
Or does wink, she? I don't wink, know. Wink. But Wesker, he wants control of all the different kinds of infections. So she's going out to, I guess, get them all. That's why she leaves with the Las Plagas thing at the end of this game.
Mm-hmm.
So I dig that. I'm excited to learn more about that eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoy Ada because she's a strong female character, and she doesn't give in to Leon's childish remarks sometimes. I dig that. She's a good foil to Leon.
Yeah, I think you said it perfect. She's a great foil. And yeah, she is a strong, independent woman that kicks ass in a beautiful red pixelized. Slap me. Does he slap me? I don't know. Just hit me. Something. Yeah. And I think he legitimately loves her.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she does, too, as well. But she doesn't know how to convey those feelings.
Sure.
Do I want to see that? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, Ani. Yes.
Are we going to get more of that backstory in the animated movie that's coming to Netflix?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And she'll probably be the only reason why I'll watch that movie. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm excited
100%,
for that
100%. I mean, talking about all the characters, how did you feel about Leon? Yes, look. Is he outdated for our standards of what makes a strong protagonist in not just games, but in media? Probably. Yeah. But taken when this game released and whatnot, what were your thoughts on him as a protagonist?
It's tough.
Yeah?
It's tough. I mean, he got the job done, obviously.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I feel Leon to be a little bit bland sometimes. Nothing screams at me as like super memorable other than his regrettably awful lines at times.
That like and how those, he's like the best detective ever.
Yeah, like, and he knows how to work all these science technology things to cure the disease at the end.
Oh my god, that was so hilarious. Again, this is a fun, cheesy action movie. They're like, he's like, okay, we gotta get the Las Plagas out of us. let's shoot a laser beam into our chest. And Ashley's like, okay, you're super hot, so I'll do it.
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh my goodness gracious.
But yeah, like Leon gets the job done, but I don't think there's anything like super memorable about him as a character. I think in my brief time in 2, I like him a lot more in 2 because it's his like first day on the job. And
yes,
that is more believable than the Leon in this game for me.
As a whole, I feel like, as protagonist goes, I think the ladies kill it. I think Claire and Jill are my favorite protagonists. I think that they're... Jill gives me Ripley vibes in Resident Evil 3 Remake. Like, she gives me really strong Ripley vibes, especially towards the end. And I love Ripley as a character. And so, like, if you want, you know, a strong female lead, if you want, like, you know, your child, preteen, whatever, to look up to a strong female lead, I think she's it. Same with Claire. Leon, I think, is weak in 4. And I think on purpose, because I think he's a blank canvas for you to project yourself onto him.
Sure.
Where in Resident Evil 2 Remake, and I don't know if it's just the remaker or whatnot, but it seems like he has a more, I think you're able to relate to him more because both of you don't know what's going on.
Mm.
Both of you are terrified at the situation at hand.
Yeah.
And so that's, you're able to put yourself in Leon's place a lot better. So yeah, in 4, I'm not like crazy about Leon as a character, but like, let's get it out of the way. He's a goddamn dreamboat. Him and that wetsuit, I was like, ooh, okay, strong man. But yeah, so like, he's hot in 4, but like, I feel like I really dug him more in 2.
Yeah,
he was more of a person, less of a diesel action star.
Sure. Yeah, the things that Leon does of like jumping out of a second story window and somersaulting on the ground and coming up, like, it didn't hurt at all.
Yes.
Like, don't lie, Leon. That hurts a little bit.
Exactly.
Come on.
Your knees are done doing all these jumps and flips and road.
Me kicks. Hopping off like a 6-inch step stool hurts my knees.
Kyle, when I get up out of this chair, I'm going to need that.
So yeah, Leon I think is more bland than he is in 2. I don't know if Leon pops up in other games. Is he in 6?
Yes, I believe.
So it's every other game he pops up in, I think.
I believe someone will correct us, because again, I'm not a encyclopedia for RE.
Sure.
But yeah, I want to be like any remake. I'm getting 8. Like I'm here for it. I don't know if I can go back into the originals, because I think their controls are just a little bit too outdated at this point for me.
With the fixed cameras and stuff, I think that's going to be...
Yeah, I think that's a no-go for me. But I wasn't the biggest absolute fan.
Yeah.
Sure.
What do you think about the merchant? The merchant is new to RE.
What are you buying?
What are you buying?
What are you selling? Give me all your nickels, your doodads, your jewels, your gizmos, your gadgets.
Give me all that spittle.
Give me all that spittle. I'll give you
Again, I thought he was cool. I dug him.
Cool, mysterious, have no idea why he's there, and I bet there's some hidden lore about the merchant. But yeah, I love he's like, here's my overcoat. And you're expecting a penis because into today's society, but just like guns galore in this guy's overcoat.
You want a rocket launcher? Get you an RPG. You want an automatic shotgun? Okay, it's in the left pocket.
This guy just has it all.
Another thing where I had to turn my brain off and be like, all right, Kyle, you're overthinking this, but like,
yeah,
he has a shop everywhere on this village and nobody questions it.
Nobody. And like,
so the village is still gonna come after you with pitchforks and torches when this guy has guns. Like, it doesn't... Also, like, when you go to his actually, like, established shops.
Yeah.
There's just piles of ammo.
Yeah.
But you can't buy it.
Yeah. He reminds me of, and I bet Destiny 100% got this character off of him, Azur from Destiny. That's what the merchant is. To a T.
It's like, here's a special rocket launcher. Here's make your pistol a goddamn automatic weapon.
Yeah.
I really like that. And also, shout out, because you and me are the same here. Item management in this game is incredible.
Oh my god, I love it.
Yeah. I like a good inventory management. And so, like, just having everything nice and organized and giving me enough space, because sometimes I do feel like Resident Evil is just obnoxious with how little space they give you for things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I get it. It's like to upgrade and whatever. But, like, even then, it's just too little. Yeah. Here they give you, I feel like, just a little bit more than enough. But, I dug the inventory system and the merchant a lot.
Yeah, I love just sitting and taking 5 minutes and organizing every corner to be like, all right, this is my gun corner. This is my health corner. Here's my ammo corner. Like that, I really enjoy that. And it's super fun. Gives me Tetris vibes.
I feel like one of the last things we need to touch on is the level design. What section you liked the most? What section you liked?
Sure.
What was the sections for you that you felt the strongest in?
We mentioned it. I love the opening village. Just from aesthetic alone, I really dig that. The castle is cool for a little bit, but I think another gripe I have with this game is I was there too long. Yes. This game is too long. There's a lot that can be trimmed, I feel like, and that castle is 5-6 hours in that castle, maybe more. Like, it's a lot, and everything kind of looks the same. I get bored a little bit.
And I don't feel like enough love's given to the end portion of the game either in terms of environments.
That seems very quick at the end.
It not just very quick, but it's just like corridor.
Yeah.
You know, and in the castle, it's a little bit more fleshed out, but it overstays its welcome so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you think the castle's your least favorite part?
Castle, I would say, is my least favorite.
Also, I apologize if you hear like a big ass construction thing
on my end.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Apparently, all the garbage trucks are having a union in March. They're just like, here's all the
loudest vehicles. So they have that giant inflatable rat outside exactly. your house?
Gee, as I'm talking, I'm like, are you fucking for real, garbage guy? Were you just here 15 minutes ago making a racket? You think the castle's the weakest part?
Yeah, I would say the castle and a little bit of what I got from visually. It reminds me of like an Egyptian underneath a pyramid maze room. That and the castle, I just did not dig a whole lot.
Yeah, what was with... Yes.
It didn't feel like I was in Europe anymore. It felt like I was in a pyramid in Egypt.
Is it because like they're trying to sell you on like this Mediterranean vibe? Because like that ain't it. Because like, again, you give these guys Spanish accents.
Yeah.
The like, I'm thinking Isle of Gibraltar here. I'm not thinking, you know, I don't know. Name something in the Mediterranean.
Before we forget... we talked about the regenerators and Iron Maidens and how they were the creepiest. Shout out to the chainsaw enemies. They also gave me a lot of creep. Especially in there's a thing where you can take both. You choose which path you want to go down. I doubled back and went through both, but one of them is a... It's like a small arena, but there's two of them at the same time, and that was thrilling.
Yeah,
the level of suspense in there.
I think the combat as a whole is really good.
Yeah,
I think the variety types are there. It's varied, and the only like enemies I actually truly loathe are the guys that throw shit at you. Because I don't feel like that's done particularly well. Mm-hmm. Other than that, like the enemies that you encounter. Again, this is a 15-year-old game. I understand the hype here. It's terrific.
And especially again, how some of them only pop up the tendril, weird tendril thing, and you have to take them out again. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, it gives you that tense moment, especially when you're in those corridors, and you're like, oh, shit, there's like 8 of these things. Yeah. The invisible guys that you only see in the sewers, those guys could die in a fire as well. Yeah. But like, they do a great job of the game never feeling the same until we get to the end.
Oh.
Go for it.
You just made me remember my least favorite enemy.
I triggered you? Go for it.
You triggered my the stupid enemies that have this metal helmet on and react to sound. Those enemies suck.
Yeah.
They take too much ammo.
Oh, yeah. The guys
where you have to like ring a bell and lure them over there and take them out that way. Nope. Hated them. I
fucking hated that.
They were the worst. I hate this.
So like, I really love the enemies here, but I do feel like every section that's not the beginning overstays its welcome by an hour or two. Like, I feel like you could cut an hour, maybe even close to 2 hours of that castle. And bam, like that section's trimmed up. I feel like you can trim, honest to God, an hour off of the end. Because there's, again, take that slug boss out. Take the, I'm in, like, again, like Egypt out of there. And then just condense it. I feel like if this game was a little bit more condensed, you know, more hours played doesn't necessarily mean a better game. Sure. If this was, I beat it in like 14-ish, 15-ish hours.
Yeah.
You beat it, I think, around
a little longer, 16, I think.
Yeah. So like, if we just trim that down to like 14 or 12 to 14, I feel like you get a lot of a better experience, not a more experience, you know?
Yeah. I think every single time where I'm enjoying my time in a certain area, something happens where like, this is stupid. Yeah. Like the village, the beginning is fantastic, and you know where it that stops for me?
Where?
When you fight that stupid lake monster.
Yeah, it's
like
you don't need that there.
You're supposed to avoid the land in the middle of the water. It doesn't really work. Yeah. Like I felt like I was just along for the ride and waited to get knocked off the boat and then swim back and then just throw the javelin at never-ending supply of javelins, by the way, that coming out of who knows where. That I think was could be better off and maybe even not in the game at all. But
absolutely, yeah.
But just like some, you said, every level just stays a little bit too long.
Yeah. Other than that, I think we nailed it all.
I think so. Riding off on a jet ski at the end of the game is an odd choice too.
Wait, let's stop right there. The president's daughter, says to you as you're jet skiing, so this is her fucking word, so now that it's the mission's over, when you get to if we get to my place, maybe you want to do some overtime. Her place is the White House, and she wants to get fucked in the White House.
Oh man.
She wants to get rawed in the White House by Leon. Geez. The president's daughter of the United States of this beautiful country that is America.
And what does Leon do? He's like, nah.
Yeah, nah. Are you sure we can go to the Situation Room and have a real situation? He's like, oh, man. Nah. Like, oh, it's that girl, huh? Yeah, there's just something about her. It's like something really. She's Ada.
She's Ada, yeah.
But let's just say, Kyle, let's listen. We're two hetero dudes. You just saved the president's daughter. Yeah. She is offering relation.
Especially after learning she's definitely in her 20s.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Definitely.
And she's just like, hey, want to have some overtime? Listen, absolutely. I hate Ashley. I think she is absolutely the worst human being. But you're having sex in the White House. You're gonna That's a story. That's a story. You could tell your kids on your deathbed. So come here closer. I had sex with the president's daughter in the White House, and he'll just think you have dementia.
No, Dad, that's not true. Yes, Leon Jr., it is.
I wasn't wearing
the robe. Oh my God.
What? Sorry.
It's all right.
Absolutely. and you're driving off on a jet ski. It's the coolest thing ever, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Funny, just a quick side note with that end on the jet ski. Are we to believe that Leon drove that jet ski across the Atlantic Ocean back to the White House? How long did he drive that jet ski with Ashley on the back
before
they were? Because we don't know.
Again, that's why I'm like, this has to be Spain. That has to be the Isle of Gibraltar. And like, you're just bam, like he jet skied to Africa. But then even then, it's like, let me see. Let's do.
Yeah, Isle how far?
Of Gibraltar. Sorry, I spelled it with a J. It's with a G. Okay, the Rock of Gibraltar covers 2.6 square miles and has about 30,000 inhabitants. Struggled with its identity in a tug of war as Spain has long challenged the British.
I have it here. There's a crossing, the Strait of Gibraltar.
Strait. I called it the Isle.
It's 9 miles at its narrowest point across Africa to that point.
So jet ski. This is what people want to know. Jet ski miles
top per gallon. Speed. Let's see.
Okay. So you get 8 to 10 miles per gallon. So he made it. I think he made it safely.
Yeah. The slowest ones are around 40 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel to escape the crumbling rocks, I feel like it'd be a faster one. So let's say 60.
True. Also, it says here it could get as low as 3 to 5 miles per gallon, depending on the jet ski's performance, weight, or even weather conditions. So he had to ski on out of there. And you said the Strait of Gibraltar is how long?
9 miles at its narrowest.
At its narrowest. Do we assume that it's at its narrowest?
Yeah. I guess that makes more sense.
So, yeah, I think you could have made it. But once you're there, like, what are you going to do? You know?
Yeah. Well, call on your fancy FaceTime iPhone.
True.
And be like, hey, all right, we made it. Come get us.
True.
And then you have to spend a day with Ashley just asking to have sex with you.
Yeah, she's like, are you sure we're in Morocco? It's really beautiful. We could look at these rugs. You know, it's like, oh, Ashley, man. Stop. I don't want to be killed by the President of the United States.
I don't want to put this in the debriefing documents when we get back.
Exactly. So I saved your daughter, killed, you know, stopped this plague, brief moment of penetration, got to Morocco. And Joe Biden's like, what? we got to Morocco. No. The last part. Brief moment of penetration.
Oh, man. Let's get out of this, this spiral. Here on the Road to Greatness, we rate every game on a trophy scale, platinum, gold, silver, bronze. This game is old, 15-plus years, or around that time. Where would you put it on the platinum scale? Actually, one last thing. I played this on PS Now. Ran perfect for me. So if anyone was worried about that, I didn't see any issues with my playthrough on PS Now.
You are playing the PS3 version, which I don't know much of a difference between. Mm-hmm.
Either way, it doesn't have a platinum and Y.
Yeah.
Y game.
The PS4 version, I played that. Mm-hmm. Had that downloaded and ran perfectly as well. That SSD makes everything so fast. I'm going to say this is a platinum. I think if I don't regret playing this game, and you know me, right? Old game. I don't care for it.
Yeah.
Give me a new experience. And me having enjoyed it as much as I did, being it 15 years, definitely understand the hype. It's not like I don't get why this thing was popular. Even if it doesn't age well in specific spots, it was such a fun ride. So I would say, this is a great game. If you want to get into Resident Evil, I feel like you could really start anywhere. But this is a good one. This is definitely a good one. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
And as someone, Kyle, who didn't like want to play this game, are you a true believer now? Is it now, like, after you played this game, you've played 7. You've played 2.
Yeah. I'm happy I played it. I'm happy the vote went that way, even though I still opposed to how that vote went, but it's fine. I had a great time with it. I'm just hovering over the fact of, do I look at this as an old game with some things that have been improved on in future installments or just future games in general? Mm-hmm. Or do I look at it for what it is and the time that it is? And I'm leaning towards if this was like a day one play, I definitely think this is the platinum. You do not play this game for story. It's there, but play it because it feels good to play and shoot around. As hokey as it gets sometimes, I think it's well worth the playthrough.
Absolutely.
Whether it's PS Now, PS3 version, PS4 version, play it on your Switch if you have it there. If you want to wait for the VR version on Oculus Quest, be my guest.
Dude, it seems like you teleport and then you watch him walk in third person. It sounds like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, no thank you. No thank you. Yeah. Definitely worth it to play. And I am, like you said, Joe, this made me want to go back and experience the other games because Resident Evil is a huge franchise.
I forgot. I'm sorry. My memory's bad. Did you give it a gold or a platinum?
Platinum.
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 Yeah. Makes sense. This is a great game, man.
It's great. It's fantastic.
Know what it is and you won't be disappointed.
Absolutely.
And understand the time in which it came out. And again, you won't be disappointed. At least that's my.
Yeah. So that's been our road to greatness. Mm-hmm. Resident Evil 4. Thanks for joining us on our next pit stop. On the road to greatness, we will be covering Returnal by Housemarque. And boy, oh boy, Joe and I, we can't wait to talk about this game. It's going to be fantastic. So look for that very soon. Until then, I forgot how we end this show. Hop back in and enjoy the ride.
Scooby bee bop boop bop bitty bitty boop bitty bop 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 road to greatness.
You have to do that every episode now, Joe.
All right. We got to end it with a scat. Everybody, have a nice one.
Bye-bye.